Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're gonna be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
The ones you try to look out for the most, the clients you try to give a discount to, the clients you try to cut a few corners for, the clients you try to help out, the one you break down your prices and let them pay you in payments for, or whatever the case may be, the one you just try to do right by. Those are the clients that work the hell out of you the most. Those are the clients that want you to jump over the moon and the stars for them, and they have no type of compensation to show or to thank you for all of the work that you put in for them. Or those times where you have a certain agreement with a client and they know this is what they're paying for, but then they try to get stuff done outside of that agreement and then get mad when you have to upcharge them. And I think that's why it's so important to lay out from the beginning what it is that you're going to be doing for that client, especially if you're in a service-based business. What it is you're going to be doing, what that money, that monthly fee that they're paying or whatever the case may be, however they're paying you, what does that cover, how long does it cover it for, and what is included and what's not included. So there's no confusion. You're probably asking me this. What do I mean by that? Why am I talking about this? Because I want all my business owners and all my professionals out there to have a brain to understand this. The same way that clients and potential customers and leads have a certain standard that they're looking at when they decide they want to do business with you, they have boxes that they're checking off, whether you know that or not. There are certain things they're looking for, certain things they're hoping for when they decide they're going to spend money with you. It's okay for you as the business owner to have a certain standard too. It's okay for you to have a certain standard that's saying that if you can't check these boxes off for me, then I may not be the best fit for you. And I get it. When you're a business owner, there's going to be months and there's going to be weeks and there's going to be days where even though that money you know is way below what you're worth and what you need, sometimes just hearing that number on the table sounds so good, you almost cave in and give into it just because sometimes business is slow. Entrepreneurship is rough. If you don't have a certain amount of income coming in or streams of income coming in to where you can pay for what it is that we do for you, you can't work with us. Because one of my friends said something so profound. If you're working with people in a certain tax bracket, when you do a service like what we offer, marketing and communications and creative agency and things of that nature, when you do something like in the field that we're both in, when people have to cut their costs, one of the first things they're going to be having to go is you. If I can't tell as a CEO that they're competent and they know what they're talking about and they know what they're doing, then they can't work with me. And does that mean that I think I'm better than them or anything like that? No, it's just that I have a certain standard. And I know that if I keep on accepting anybody, even though they said yes, because I think sometimes what it is, we get hung up on the fact that people are saying yes to us when we close a deal. But one of the most profound things that I heard the other day was that if so many people are saying yes to you when you're selling to them, then that means that your price points are too low. If you're not getting a certain amount of no's and a certain amount of that's out of my budget, if you're not getting enough of those, that lets you know two things. Your price point isn't high enough and you're not reaching a certain quality or a certain caliber level of client that you need to be reaching. Which is why your business can't grow the way it needs to grow. So why is it so important to have this standard? The reason why it's so critical for you guys to have this standard when it comes to your business and your brand and not just accepting anybody as a client and as somebody that you want to do business with is because you need stability like everybody else. And when you have a certain standard, when you have a certain thing that you live by in your brand, you keep away those people that have that expensive taste with a poor budget. And you start attracting those people that have an expensive taste and an even more expensive budget. And if the ideas that they have, they can match it and they can do what needs to be done and pay you what you're worth and never make you question that. You deserve that. You're talking to middle class people or lower class people about a luxury product and it'll never work. You're talking a language to them that they don't understand. You asking this person that barely has something left over each month for themselves to spend an additional X amount of dollars with you when that's just not something that they planned for. They couldn't afford it even if they do know they need it. Their brand really needs it. Their brand could really use it. They're not going to be even able to comprehend why it is you're talking to them in the first place. And so my message to you is this. This is the year you stop playing small. This is the year that you stop lowballing yourself on your prices because you're afraid of what people are going to say. If they say no, that's okay. There's somebody out there that needs what you have to give, what you have to offer, that needs your business. And you won't be too much for them. Eventually, you're going to run into somebody and they're going to say, that's all you charge. For what you're doing, you should be charging this. And when you start to run into people like that, then you'll know you found your crowd. This is the year we're not afraid of rejection anymore. We're not afraid of people not being able to see our value anymore. That's their problem, not yours. Because reality, the problem was never your services. It was never your business. Not to say that you don't need to work on the business. Not to say that you don't need to clean some things up in the brand. But a lot of times we lowball ourselves. We lower our prices. We lessen the quality of our work. Because we're offering too much to people that can't afford us anyway. It's the year we stop doing that.
Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.